Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said NDA is a symbol of development as during the past 11 years it has laid bare to the path of prosperity and rapid growth. Addressing a public meeting at Jasoli in Siwan in Bihar, PM Modi said NDA has taken several steps for developing Bihar and several others will come up. Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 5,900 crore rupees at Siwan through video conferencing. The Ministry of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country tomorrow. These events will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Vishakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Along with the rest of the world, Arunachal Pradesh is set to celebrate the 11th International Day of Yoga IDY tomorrow. The state-level celebration will take place in Itanagar, with Health Minister Biram Wage attending as chief guest. Dr. Arbind Kumar, State Nodal Officer for IDY 2025 under the Ministry of Ayush, informed that a special Yoga Sangam event will be conducted in collaboration with the State Health and Family Welfare Department. Yoga Sangam, a flagship signature event of IDY 2025, aims to unite people across the country through a synchronized yoga demonstrations at over 1 lakh locations promoting national integration and holistic health.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
In a major boost to rural development and Panchayati Raj governance, the State Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, SIRD and PIR, Government of Arunachal Pradesh have signed a landmark MOU with the Institute of Rural Management, Anand Tribhuvan Sahakari University, Gujarat. Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated SIRD and PIR, calling it a strategic partnership that will empower rural leaders through capacity building, research collaboration, policy engagement and curriculum strengthening. Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, SGTA Minister Kento Jini has described the launch of the Dharti Aba Jan Bhagidari Abhijan as a historic move to ensure 100% saturation of central government schemes in tribal areas. Speaking at the state-level event in Itanagar on Thursday, Jini said the initiative reflects the government's commitment to tribal empowerment and inclusive development. The campaign, part of the 150th birth anniversary celebrations of tribal icon Birsa Munda, is a nationwide effort by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. SGTA Secretary Abu Tang informed that 329 villages in Arunachal Pradesh have been identified for focused coverage under the 30-day campaign. In a first for Arunachal Pradesh, the Shi Yomi District Administration has constituted a pre-marital counseling committee to offer voluntary counseling to young couples intending to marry. The initiative was launched during a meeting chaired by Deputy Commissioner Lee Bagra on Thursday. The DC said the move aims to address the rising marital disputes and the challenges of inter-tribe and early marriages by promoting awareness of cultural differences, partner expectations, legal aspects and emotional preparedness. The Department of Public Libraries, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, celebrated National Reading Day at the State Central Library, Itanagar, on Thursday, with events aimed at reviving reading habits and honoring literary talents. Attending the event, Padma Shri Awardee Mamang Dai highlighted the importance of reading physical books for deeper knowledge and expression. An essay competition on the decline of reading habits was held for students. A 40-year-old man, identified as Tade Pigio, went missing after falling into the Siam River while crossing a suspension bridge in Shi Yomi District, police said. The incident happened between Yapik and Lipo villages on Wednesday evening. According to Shi Yomi SP SK Thongduk, the bridge may have tilted, causing the man to lose balance and fall into the river. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.